The lower house of the Czech Parliament has passed a controversial bill on the restitution of church property. Under the draft legislation, 17 Czech churches and religious groups would get tens of billions of crowns worth of physical property confiscated by the communist regime, plus financial compensation. The bill will now be put to the vote in the opposition-controlled Senate, which is likely to turn it down, and that would mean it would be returned to the lower house for final approval. Jan Richter has the details.
It took nearly 6 hours of debating in the lower house of parliament on Friday before the bill on the restitution of church property was finally put to the vote, a few minutes after midnight. The result, 93 MPs out of the 182 present supported it, 89 voted against. If approved by the Senate and the President, the bill will return 56% of the property confiscated by the communist regime, buildings, fields, forests, ponds and the like, to the Roman Catholic Church, along with 16 smaller religious groups. That property is worth 75 billion crowns, or nearly $3.6 billion. For the rest, the churches would receive financial compensation of 59 billion crowns plus interest, spread over the period of 30 years. The bill would also end state support for the churches, which amounts to 1.4 billion crowns a year, and would introduce a complete separation of church and state. For the centre-right Czech government, the church property restitution bill is a major point on its agenda. Government officials say it will rectify the wrongs of the past and end the dependence of churches on the state. The government also believes the deal will remove obstacles in the development of many municipalities which cannot use the disputed property, frozen in the early 1990s. But the opposition sees the deal, which will lead to one of the biggest property transfers in modern Czech history, as unjust. Social Democrats argue it is not quite clear which property was confiscated, and express concerns that the church might receive land and other real estate that it had not owned for years before the communists took over in 1948. Social Democrat Senator Josef Žaloudík explains their point of view.
This is not really only the restitution after the communist regime. It comes from history, also from the beginning of the Czechoslovakia. It comes even from the era of the Habsburg monarchy. So what we object and what is not clear is that there should be the list which would, or the demands of the churches should be clearly listed and enumerated in terms of properties, in terms of money, and this is not really prepared in such shape that we could agree.
The idea of giving churches back property is highly unpopular with Czechs, a majority of whom are not affiliated with any religion. In a poll which took place last December, 69% of Czechs rejected the deal, while a mere 8% of those polled said the confiscated property should be given back. The bill will now be debated in the Senate, where the opposition has a majority, and the outcome of the vote is fairly easy to predict, says Senator Žaloudík.
I can only assume, but I think it can be clearly stated that because there are missing these basic things and the basic list of the demands, probably the social, not only the senators from the social democracy, which is the majority in the Senate, but also some other senators would probably object and would be against this bill.
If the Senate indeed rejects the draft legislation, it will return to the lower house, where the coalition will have to muster 101 votes to overturn the veto. The three coalition parties, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Lidem, can now rely on at least 105 MPs, which should be enough to push the bill through. But the lower house will vote on the bill in September, a month before Senate and regional elections. That might put coalition MPs under pressure to reject the controversial legislation and end the process of church property restitution for years to come.
Jan Richter reporting there on the situation with legislation that would return property to Czech churches, 17 of them to be exact, of course.